Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There is one body and one spirit.
There is one hope in God's call to us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given to us, your servants, grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of your divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship and bring us at last to see you in your one and eternal glory, O Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit live and reign one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots on the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed, and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." The word of the Lord.
Yeah. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. No one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? No one can enter into the second time in his mother's womb and be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I say to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes or where it goes from. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things, you do not believe. How can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that anyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Anna was 3 years old, and her favorite game in all the world was to get her daddy and take him into the bedroom, and she would jump on her bed as high as she possibly could. And she would say, "Daddy, I'm an angel. Daddy, I'm a superhero. Daddy, I'm a princess." And then she'd say, "Dad, step back from the bed." So her dad would take a step back, and she'd say, "One more," as she kept dancing and jumping. "Take a step back further," and her dad would take another step back, and he'd be beginning to get nervous because he knew this game. "Another one, Dad, another one," until her dad felt really nervous and his heart started to pound because he knew what she was going to do. Anna would jump as high as she could on the bed, and then she would leap into his arms. But every time they played, she wanted him to step back a little bit further. And every time they played, he got more and more nervous that he wouldn't be able to catch her. But he never failed to catch her. A week ago, I went to St. Vincent's Hospital to say prayers with George Weller. How many of you know George? George tends to come to our 11 o'clock service during the school year, and he tends to sit about the fourth row back, maybe the fifth row. George, at 93, was in the hospital, but when I went to visit him, he looked wonderful and was so happy to see me. He was always one of those guys with the brightest smile and light just radiating out of his eyes. "Dean Kate, you didn't need to come to see me," he said. So we talked and we prayed. And I said, "George, you're 93. You look great. But if for some reason Jesus comes to you with his arms open like this, you can jump into his arms." George said, "I can?" I said, "Sure. You've had a great life. You know, if Jesus comes, go for it." I tell people that I sometimes feel like a travel agent who hasn't been to the destination. So George and I visited some more, and I went home. And the next day, his daughter called. All of a sudden, George was dying. Wow, I thought, well, that was fast. His daughter said they didn't know how long he had, maybe only hours, so I rushed over. As soon as I came in, George did what often people do when they're dying. They see the priest coming and they get all pumped up again. "What are you doing here, Dean Kate? That's twice in 2 days," he said. "George, I came to say last rites with your family. Are you getting ready to jump and to go to God?" And he said, "Yeah." So we said these prayers together, and then I realized that my presence was reviving him, getting him excited, so I scooted out. It's really funny, we never know exactly when someone's gonna die. It reminds me so much of when I had my babies. I never knew when they were gonna come. You know, the doctors tell you a time frame, but you never know exactly when someone's going to be born unless we make it happen. If we let God do it, it's sort of out of our control. And it's the same with dying. It happens in God's time. Maybe you could say in a way that it is a birthing process, being born into eternal life. It took George another 3 or 4 days. He passed away early in the morning. Today we're going to baptize 3 beautiful children. Jamari is 5, and at the end of the service, when Max brings the dove down, Jamari's going to fly the Holy Spirit dove out of the church. Olivia has her princess dress on today. She says that this is God's castle, and she's the princess. And Spencer is a very fat and very happy little baby boy. So his family's going to have to take pictures so that they can remind him of this day of his baptism. In the gospel for today, there was a man who was afraid to jump. His name was Nicodemus. He was a Pharisee, and he was well respected by the community, and he was afraid. He was afraid that if he was associated with Jesus, that people wouldn't take him seriously anymore. He was afraid that he would lose his reputation. He was afraid to let it be known that he wanted to follow Jesus. So he snuck to Jesus at night when no one could see him in order to ask him some questions. Nicodemus says to Jesus, "I know that you must be from God because of the things that you do." And Jesus starts to tell him this stuff that's really hard for us to understand. He says that in order to come to the kingdom of heaven, we have to be born again. We have to be born by water and the Spirit. And once we're born by water and the Spirit, then we are like the wind, Jesus says. You know, you can feel the wind, you can feel it when it moves, right? But you can't see it. When I came into George's room and I knew that he was dying, I felt the presence of something there in the room with us. I felt the presence of God. And so we are people who worship something that we cannot see, but that we can feel. And we in our baptisms have been born again into a new life. There's this story that I read last week. It's the best analogy I can come up with for the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In this story, there's a pilot flying a plane, and the pilot realizes that the plane is going down. It's going to crash. And so the pilot says to the passengers, "I have a parachute. I have a parachute for every one of you who wants to take one. Here is your parachute." And one woman looks at hers and she says, "This is blue and I want a pink one." And then another person looks at their parachute and says, "Okay, I'll put this on, but can you promise me that I won't get nauseated on the way down?" And another person is worried about their eyes and wants goggles. And meanwhile, the pilot is saying, "Take the parachutes and jump. Just take them and jump. Just trust me." When you and I were baptized, we received a gift of the Holy Spirit, which is a lot like a parachute or the wings of the dove that will spread when we jump. It is that part of God that will take us from here into the kingdom of heaven, that part of God that is with us here. These children will receive the ultimate gift today, the gift of salvation, their parachute. And Jesus is standing there waiting for us with his arms open if we can just trust and jump. You know, all these people are outside on this water slide. You know what they have to do? Jump onto the water thing and glide down. Evidently, it's not very steep, so they've got to run a little bit and jump again. I don't want you to be afraid. And a lot of us get caught up asking God for a different color parachute or a better job or for our mood to be better, when really God has already answered our prayers in our baptism, given us everything we need, even before we had a chance to ask. Even when we were like Spencer, not even speaking yet, God gave us the gift of his grace. So I don't know when your time will come, but I hope you'll have the courage to jump into Jesus' arms. He will catch you, you know. He will. Amen. All right, kids, are you ready? Let's all come forward. Come on, Colton, you can come up. Don't be scared. Just jump. There. There you go. Jamari, come on up, honey. You can come inside the rail. That's right. Olivia, I love your princess dress. You look beautiful. And Spencer's coming? Good. I see another princess. Beautiful tiara. Congregation, we begin on page 4 in your bulletins, page 4. The candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. Very good. Parents, godparents, will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help these children to grow into the full stature of Christ? Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love? Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord? Congregation, I've talked to these families about bringing their children to church, and I hope that when they do, you will help these children to grow into the full stature of Christ. Will you, who witness these vows, do all in your power to support these children in their life in Christ?
Yeah.
Let us stand and join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Son of the Lord. He was conceived
by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, God's help.
Let us now pray for these children who are to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. Amen. All children are welcome to come forward, and every relative or friend who wants to take a picture, come on forward. All kids, you can come all the way up to the font if you want to see the water being poured. There it is. Yeah. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who here are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Amen. Jamari, I want you to stand up first. Stand all the way. There he is. This is Jamari. All right. Hey, Jamari. Okay, buddy, you can put your knees down. And you want to get that present out of there? All right. Name this child. Jamari Lenard, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jamari, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Good job, buddy. You did great. All right. Olivia, there's our princess. You ready, princess? Okay. Name this child.
Olivia.
Ready, sweetie? Let's kneel you down. There you go. Olivia Jean, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is for you, sweetie. Olivia Jean, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Will you stand up and show everybody your dress? Hey, beautiful. Good work. Good job, honey. Okay, when it goes. Good work. Name this child.
Spencer Whiteman.
Spencer Whiteman. Spencer, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Spencer, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon these, your servants, the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit, Give them inquiring and discerning hearts, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Amen. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. Let us greet our baptized ones. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Peace. Let us welcome the newest members of St. John's Cathedral. Welcome, everybody. We're so glad you're here today. It's such a wonderful day. If you're new or visiting and you raise your hand, the ushers will bring you a gift. Do you want to come up, sweetie? You want to come up? You can. You want to come up, too? It's hard when your sister gets baptized and gets all the attention. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. If you're new or visiting and you raise your hand, the ushers will bring you a gift, but you have to hold your hand up high and keep it up until they bring you the gift, okay? Yeah, Colton, you want to come and hold my hand? No? Okay. We have another thing to celebrate today. Welcome, welcome. We have a special birthday. You know, after people hit 90, I think they deserve a round of applause. Helen Lane is 91 tomorrow. Helen, would you stand up? She is also one of the most intelligent, elegant women I have ever met, and I hope you'll join her in Tolliver Hall with some birthday cake after the service. Also after the service, we have a special presentation. Richard, where are you? Richard Samuels? There he is. Richard is in the back. Hold up your hand higher, dear. Richard has spent the past 3 years in Sierra Leone working with orphans during the Ebola crisis. He is going to give a presentation about his experience in Ingram Lounge. Lunch will be served. You're all welcome, any of you who want to come and hear his words. He is an amazing man, and we're very proud that you came out of the cathedral to do such good work, Richard. Next Sunday, we're supposed to be serving breakfast here at the cathedral, but we need some serious volunteers. So if you guys can help cook breakfast, please let us know. Otherwise, the staff and I are going to be up early trying to do it all, and we'll be going nuts, and it won't taste very good either, I bet. So if you can cook, it's really fun. You just come early, and we'll help you out. You flip pancakes or whatever. It doesn't have to be a big deal. Could be bagels, right, Sue? So let us know. We need help with breakfast. Messy Church starts next Sunday at 9 o'clock. I hear we're going to be building a house. I don't know how we're going to do it, but anyway. We're going to be talking about the family of God. That will be in Tolliver Hall. So worship at 8, Messy Church at 9, worship at 10:30 during the summer. If you are interested in helping with Messy Church, we always need extra volunteers for that as well. There is a men's grill and chill tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the evening. And one last thing. We are becoming less the norm anymore as Christians. These children, I don't know what their futures will look like, but I don't think that it's going to be assumed that you go to church anymore. I think they're going to have to be witnesses in the world. And it's a chance today for you after church to go out. We have hundreds of people here who are all lined up in their bathing suits. Go out and say hello. Tell them that they're always welcome here. Be evangelists, okay? This is a unique opportunity. They're wet, but they're souls. And they could come here. So try practicing evangelism after church. Remember to be generous with the church as our Lord has been so generous with us.
Oh, hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile Earth, our island home. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law. And in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, born of a woman to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of the bread. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you baptized ones and remain with you forever. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.